Here we go, the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. All of our guests join us on the Miller Lite guest line. We welcome in our friend Dave Bartu at CFB Matrix on Twitter. Bartu, what's up, buddy?
Brother Bo, not a whole lot. Welcome to the on season in SEC territory.
Well, that's why we wanted to have you on. I thought about you when Georgia fans were talking smack to Tennessee fans when Jim Chaney decided to go to Tennessee, and it was like they thought that that they took Venables away from Clemson or something like that. Your thoughts on, you know, how Jim Chaney has graded for you and what that means for Georgia and what that means, and was that some kind of big win offensively for Tennessee, Bartu?
Well, you know something, I mean, Chaney, make no bones about it, his career grade, even after two stellar years at Georgia, is still a C-plus as an offensive coordinator. So I think if I was a Tennessee fan, I'd shut up. That's what I would do. Because I think this is a coin flip here, all right? Because you look at Georgia, and maybe it was just it was lightning in a bottle for Chaney. Look, he's had some good years. He has a high ceiling, but he also has a really low floor, all right? So, you know, when you're flipping that coin, yeah, you might get a really good offensive coordinator, but you also might get one that doesn't blend well. Now, I like it from the standpoint of a marriage with the defensive coordinator and Pruitt that both like the football game flow. Okay, so I think that's a plus in the corner of Tennessee in terms of that. But in terms of overall, man, we stole this guy because Georgia wasn't willing to pay him as much as we were. You know, kind of careful what you wish for. It's kind of like the four-star that lands at, you know, TCU, and everybody goes, oh, what a big one for TCU. And it's like, yeah, nobody else really offered him because he's a douchebag, you know. So maybe we temper it a little bit, Tennessee, and pump the brakes a little bit, because the last 2 years don't necessarily mean an entire career. A great example is right in your backyard. Remember how there's some named Chooks?
Yeah,
Moorhead hired, and how many State fans went, oh, you see how crappy he was in Tennessee? Yeah, for a couple years. And by the way, his head coach was crappy as well. But if you look at the big picture, the ceiling was very high, and we saw it last year. So if you're a Vol fan out there, break, pump, break, pump.
Dave Bartu on the Miller Lite guest line. We're talking coaching changes in the offseason. It's been a lot of shakeup within the league, and we'll get to Shoup here in a second. But Tennessee has a new OC. It's Jim Chaney. Mississippi State plays in Knoxville next year, so something to keep an eye on there. They will face Jim Chaney and Jeremy Pruitt, and they don't play Tennessee but like once every 10 years. Steve Sarkisian, Bartu. Steve Sarkisian to the University of Alabama is Nick Saban's new offensive coordinator. You like it? You don't like it? Meh. What do you think?
I'm kind of meh on it, but you know something? Nick going back, like I tweeted right after the national title game, is this pace stuff isn't working for him. I actually think Nick got caught up in the pace, in the scoring, you know, and go, 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 go. And I think of eventually what it did is it hurt him because, yeah, they put up huge numbers, they put up good yards, but their defense faced an extraordinarily high number of plays last year. Way more. I think if you look at the number of plays their defense faced last year as a whole versus their national championship season in 2009 when they were the slowest moving college football, it was a 23% increase in plays faced. So think about that. 23% more plays faced in the SEC, that is injury, that is fatigue. And so what I think Nick is doing with Sarkisian or anybody else, I think he's going back to his comfort food, what he is good with, and that is ground and pound. None of this 600 yards a game, none of this 54 to 34 scores or anything like that. I think he wants to go back to being number one defense, which they weren't last year. They're number four, which is obviously still elite, but that's never won them titles. And so I think we're starting the huddle. You're going to throw. You're going to ball control. And I think with Golding as defensive coordinator, I think the goal was the statement for him to reduce the play count. now try to marry that offensive and defensive coordinator and get back to Alabama football, which at its height was best offense, best defense, and slowest pace of play.
All right. Dave Bartu talking coaching changes, grading coordinators at CFB Matrix on Twitter. His Patreon account is fantastic. He joins us on the Miller Lite guest line. Joe Moorhead just signed Bob Shoup to a two-year extension. What does that mean for Mississippi State's football program, Bartu?
I think it's solid. I think one of the things that really stood out, I think if you're a college football fan, I think one of the things that has to stand out with this whole Bama Clemson thing the last 4 years is the consistency of the staff at Clemson. You know, now, it drives me a little bit nuts because I'm a numbers guy, right? How do you put a number value on staff that just, I don't know how to do it. But there's something to it. You look at Oregon, all right, right here in my backyard. During their great run with Pilati and then Chip Kelly, and even the first couple of years with Helfrich, their staff never changed. The coordinators were the same. The staff was the same. The strength and conditioning, all offensive line, Greatwood was there the whole time. You had guys that had been there 20, 25, 30 years. You know, it was a culture. It was a family. So, I really believe that stability team on both sides of the ball is great, but I think there's something to be said for consistency of having the same folks there as well, preaching that same message. So for me, given that Moorhead's career as a play caller is very good, his career as a play caller is very good, as long as you keep those two guys together, I don't think there's a whole lot of downside if I'm a State fan.
Dave Bartu on ESPN, 105.9 The Zone. How would you grade Steve Ensminger, LSU's offensive coordinator, Bartu?
Last year, his grade was a D+. Because, you got to consider two things here. Number one, their offensive scoring efficiency in FBS football was 73rd. All right, now that's about a C- level, right? You know, just is below midpoint. You got 130 schools. 65 is in the middle. So 73 is about a C-. But what kind of talent is this guy dealing with? You're talking about a top 10, maybe borderline top 5 recruiter. If you're a top 10 recruiter, you're not supposed to be 73rd in offensive scoring efficiency.
Wow.
Okay, you're not supposed to be 73rd in defensive scoring efficiency. So last year, that was a, nice word, subpar job on his part. All right, but the bottom line is it vastly underperformed the talent he was given. And consider this. It was also the number 5 total scoring efficiency offense, which means he got the ball and time of possession opportunity a lot more than other offensive coordinators. So, yeah, you look at that 73 number as a whole, that doesn't look terrible. It still isn't going to win you a national title, ever. But you compare it also to the amount of possessions they had because of their defense and the talent that LSU has. You start looking at the whole body of work and you go, man, that really is a pile.
Dave Bartu on the Out of Bounds show. So they're not even close, Bartu. I mean, give me an idea, because I made the statement, as good as Aranda is and as good as their overall talent is, they're not close to going to the college football playoff and making any noise with the numbers that you just went over, like 73rd in offensive scoring efficiency. Go ahead.
Sorry to interrupt you there. I mean, it was, you look at them and they have playoff potential, but it's just not a national championship profile, specifically because of that offensive coordinator position. They have everything else. I mean, I think you look at it. Is the recruiting there? Yes. Is the defense there? Yes. Is the defensive scoring efficiency? Yes. It's all there. And maybe, just maybe, they could catch lightning in a bottle and somehow get into the playoff. But the numbers overall, because of that coordinator position, just says they could get there. It was just like Alabama last year. I told everybody, the talent's there, the schedule's there. They can get there. The numbers just say if they win it, they are an extreme outlier, and that's why you bet against them. Same thing with LSU.
By the way, for our listeners, Bartu called it on this show first, then on Feinbaum. We played the clip the morning after the national championship game. He called it on our show in July, that or June or July, that Nick Saban had hired his worst OC-DC pairing and that it would catch up with him. And then he went on Feinbaum in July or August and told Feinbaum that. Of course, Bama fans, Roll Tide fans went bananas, and Alabama lost the national championship. Now, I don't think any of us would have thought that they could lose by 28, but Bartu had them not – he didn't have them going all the way and winning it. Did you ever imagine, though, Bartu, with all the numbers you run, that you would see a Nick Saban team lose by 28 points?
No, I don't. But I guess, you know, the thing is, I don't really consider, you know, you look at the average game and, you know, against quality teams, and those are kind of outlier results. So, you know, I don't really think of it that way, but there's part of me that call back in the summer to say Bama wasn't going to win a national title. I think it might have been the only dude in the world that was willing to even say that publicly with any kind of conviction. I shouldn't even come on the show anymore because I don't think I'm ever going to be able to top that one.
Has Feinbaum had you on since the championship?
No. And
he should.
Just so I get 30 seconds of nothing. There should be 30 seconds of silence for going on to his SEC network show in the summer and saying Alabama ain't going to win it.
Wow.
You know nobody was going to do that.
No. Hey, so is Venables is an A coordinator for you, right, with Clemson?
Yeah, Venables and Elliott right now are rock stars, man.
Okay.
I mean, really. Clemson last year was number one in defensive scoring efficiency, number three in offensive scoring efficiency.
Good grief.
Just absolutely, yeah, just dominant. They were number one. They were better than Alabama, even on paper. Even going in, well, I went on the show even before the game and told you what, you know, that Clemson was going to win that thing. They were better coached, period. You know, and I think what we saw here is there is a ceiling to what the talent can overcome at Alabama. There's a ceiling for it. So, yeah, Alabama is showing that they are absolutely supremely talented, but, you know, they're still vulnerable from a scheme standpoint. And so the thing I appreciated most about the national title is exactly that. It shows you that, in my opinion, it shows you and emphasizes that it doesn't matter what you run. It doesn't matter if you run 100 plays a game. It doesn't matter if you run 20 plays a game. You know, it doesn't matter if you run a 3-4 or a 4-3 or you're a nickel the entire time. It's all about coaching your scheme and being efficient with it. So, you know, and that's a great thing with Clemson. They can go fast, they can go slow, they can play all sorts of defenses. No matter what they do, they were efficient. And the most efficient team in college football last year, no matter what, you know, you take all of the strength of schedule crap aside, just throw it aside, the most efficient team won the national title. And to me, that is the biggest message to fans and coaches, is figure out what you do and just do it well. Don't worry about what the other guy's doing. I think Nick got caught up worrying about what the other guy was doing and scored a bunch of points and now realizes that is not what I'm comfortable with, and he's going to go back to being Nick, not Nick trying to, you know, be playing catch-up with everybody going fast.
I like it. Dave Bartu at CFB Matrix on the Out of Bounds show. I guess we're not going to have anything on Kirby Smart because he just promoted from within, right? So that's
well,
the deal.
Okay, but again, you can't really grade that. But here's the concern, okay? He promoted from within, but what is that telling you? How often does that work out? That's a really, really dangerous situation, in my opinion. He's taking full ownership of the offense right now. You have a defensive coordinator. Think about this. A defensive coordinator mind is taking full responsibility for an emotional internal hire, okay? When I think of Georgia, I think best available. Not next man up. I never think next man up for Jordan. You know, you look at Saban. How often did he go outside and get somebody? Kirby Smart leaves, right? Was it next man up? Hell no. He went and got Pruitt.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened when he went next man up?
It didn't work.
It didn't work. If you have the money and you have the brand, to me, next man up sucks. I think it's stupid and I don't like it. So that's kind of what I'm saying about what Kirby Smart's doing here, is we have to let's refrain from total judgment on this thing. But I think this is a dangerous thing that he is doing. You have a defensive mind promoting from within to call offensive plays. That actually might be it. I would downgrade that from where they were. So Georgia, here's your Tennessee plus. He actually maybe made Georgia worse off because the dude hired from within instead of going out and trying to find best available for a brand, in my opinion, that deserves best available.
And we'll wrap it up with, would you hire Steve Sarkisian or Dan Enos? Enos left Alabama to be Manny Diaz's offensive coordinator. As somebody who runs these numbers, would you rather have Dan Enos as your OC or Steve Sarkisian, Bartu?
I'd rather have Dan Enos.
That's what I thought.
As long as I had a good defensive coordinator with it.
Okay.
You know, and in fact, Miami right now is a really good pair. Enos and Diaz, they complement each other very well. I think Miami, that is a solid upgrade, and it might take a year or two to put it together. But I think the profile of Miami is much better today than yesterday. As for Alabama, they went promote from within and brought back a guy that his career has never been an elite offensive coordinator. I don't think they're that much better today than they were yesterday.
Bam. Dave Bartu at CFB Matrix on the Miller Lite guest line. You're listening Out of Bounds, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. Bartu, thanks, brother. Be good.
Anytime. You know where I'm at, brother.
See you, man.